Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be with you here today. Today we are in Jeremiah chapter 27, verses, 27 verses 12 through 22. And it says this in the World English Bible. By the way, that's the little hashtag for that, or the little acronym, actually, better way to put it, is the WEB, and it is a free royalty-free version of the Bible that I use so that I don't have to gain permission and we can all be happy. So Jeremiah 27 verses 12 through 22, this is what it says. I spoke to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, as Yahweh has spoken concerning the nation that it will not serve the king of Babylon? Don't listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. For I have not sent them, says Yahweh, but they prophesy falsely in my name, that I may drive you out and that you may perish, you and the prophets who prophesy to you. Also, I spoke to the priests and to all the people, saying, Yahweh says, don't listen to the words of your prophets who prophesy to you, saying, behold, the vessels of Yahweh's house will now shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. Don't listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Why should this city become a desolation? But if they are prophets, and if Yahweh's word is with them, let them now make intercession to Yahweh of armies, that the vessels which are left in Yahweh's house, in the house of the king of Judah, and at Jerusalem, don't go to Babylon. For Yahweh of armies says concerning the pillars, concerning the sea, concerning the bases, and concerning the rest of the vessels that are left in the city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, didn't take when he carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Joachim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yes, Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says concerning the vessels that are left in Yahweh's house and in the house of the king of Judah and at Jerusalem, they will be carried to Babylon, and there they will be until the day that I visit them, says Yahweh. Then I will bring them up and restore them to this place. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, that word restore is echoing through my mind as I'm praying right now. Lord, I pray for my friend listening today. There's been some hard times. Some people have been battling progressive illness. Others are battling terrible thoughts, and they're actually believing lies of false prophets. And I would say that there are so many false prophets today who are uttering so many lies, and we see them a lot on mass media and social media, TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all those places, Twitter especially. Lord, we have listened to a lot of lies, and I love what this passage has to say. It just simply says, don't listen to them. And so, Lord, teach us what it means to saturate ourselves and know your word so well that when the lies come, we can recognize them quickly so that we can quickly not listen to them and to walk away from them, Lord. Give us that discernment. But we won't have that discernment if we're not training ourselves in righteousness and training ourselves to know your voice and to know your word and to walk in your word in a profound and important way, Lord. So thanks for that advice. Very simple. Don't listen to lies. And Lord, we pray for restoration. I pray for the person whose family is shattered, and I pray for restoration. I pray for the person battling an eating disorder. I pray for restoration. I pray for the person battling an addiction, whether it be to porn or to alcohol or to prescription drugs or things that are harder, you know, than that. Lord, I pray for deliverance. I pray for a restory, a new story that you would give them. You put a song in their mouth, a song of prayer. Praise to you, that many would see and know and follow after you because of the testimony that you will give my friend, overcoming the darkness in their life, whatever form that may take. Lord, bring restoration, bring a new story, bring new life where death has occurred. I pray for resurrection right now. I pray for hope. I pray for life. I pray for a heart after you. And that's what I want for myself, Lord. I just want to have a heart that is bent toward your ways, a heart that wants to hear your word and to hear your voice, and a heart that runs to obey, that can't wait to take the next step of faith. Lord, bring that to pass in all of us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Kelly Jo Wilson, and she has created a devotional for you. This is for you if you are feeling too broken to experience joy. Now, she writes, tragic events in your past can shatter your hearts. Pain from past trauma is overwhelming, and lies saying you're not good enough are too easy to believe. But she believes that God is faithful, and he sees you as this beautiful child with a unique purpose. Beautifully Broken, this is an ebook. It's a 7-day devotional. It takes you through women's stories of heartbreak, death, disease, and more, but with Bible verses to remind you of God's love. God will meet you right where you are. There's no event too difficult for him to help you overcome. You can find out more and get this free devotional by going to KellyJoWilson.com/beautifullybroken. There's no space between beautifully broken. Again, that's KellyJoWilson.com/beautifullybroken. And you can get this free 7-day devotional. Kelly Jo, thanks so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, you can send an email to Kristen, my assistant, at newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll get you set up.